1. The Leaders of Rebellion. Lucifer was not an ascendant being. He was a created son of the local universe, and of him it was said, "You were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created till unrighteousness was found in you." Many times had he been in council with the Most Highs of Edentia, and Lucifer reigned upon the holy mountain of God, the administrative mount of Jerusalem, for he was the chief executive of a great system of 607 inhabited worlds. Lucifer was a magnificent being, a brilliant personality. He stood next to the Most High Fathers of the constellations in the direct line of universe authority. Notwithstanding Lucifer's transgression, subordinate intelligences refrained from showing him disrespect and disdain prior to Michael's bestowal on Urantia. Even the archangel of Michael, at the time of Moses' resurrection, did not bring against him an accusing judgment, but simply said, "The judge rebuke you." Judgment in such matters belongs to the Ancients of Days, the rulers of the super-universe. Lucifer is now the fallen and deposed sovereign of Satania. Self-contemplation is most disastrous, even to the exalted personalities of the celestial world. Of Lucifer it was said, "Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom because of your brightness." Your olden prophet saw his sad estate when he wrote, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cast down, you who dared to confuse the worlds?" Very little was heard of Lucifer on Urantia, owing to the fact that he assigned his first lieutenant, Satan, to advocate his cause on your planet. Satan was a member of the same primary group of Lanonandex, but had never functioned as a system sovereign. He entered fully into the Lucifer insurrection. The devil is none other than Caligastia, the deposed planetary prince of Urantia, and a son of the secondary order of Lanonandex. At the time Michael was on Urantia in the flesh, Lucifer, Satan, and Caligastia were leagued together to effect the miscarriage of his bestowal mission, but they signally failed. Abaddon was the chief of the staff of Caligastia. He followed his master into rebellion, and has ever since acted as chief executive of the Urantia rebels. Beelzebub was the leader of the disloyal midway creatures who allied themselves with the forces of the traitorous Caligastia. The dragon eventually became the symbolic representation of all these evil personages. Upon the triumph of Michael, Gabriel came down from Salvington and bound the dragon, all the rebel leaders, for an age. Of the Jerusalem Seraphic rebels it was written, "And the angels who kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in sure chains of darkness to the judgment of the great day."